Presidential adviser Karl Rove has provided George W. Bush with steadfast loyalty over the years. But as NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore notes, Rove's troubles present the president, a man who values friendship, with a challenge many of Mr. Bush's predecessors would recognize.
Loyalty to the president is a big deal in the White House, but loyalty can be a one-way street. Early in the investigation of the Valerie Plame leak, a presidential spokesman flatly denied that Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove was involved. But last Wednesday, in the presence of Rove, Mr. Bush said only that he should not be judged in the midst of an ongoing investigation. History offers examples of intimate aides serving at the pleasure of the president, having to resign when the president had reason for displeasure. President Eisenhower's Chief of Staff, Sherman Adams, was forced out after accepting gifts like a vicuna coat from a friend in the textile business. Lyndon Johnson fired his advisor and friend, Walter Jenkins, who was discovered to have had a homosexual relationship. Richard Nixon threw his two favorite advisors, Chief of Staff Bob Haldeman and domestic advisor John Ehrlichman, to the wolves, hoping to save himself from Watergate. It didn't work. And when Ehrlichman, convicted of perjury, appealed to Nixon for a pardon, his dear friend ignored him. Jimmy Carter had to fire his close friend and budget advisor, Burt Lance, for banking irregularities that occurred before Carter took office. Ronald Reagan fired his national security advisor, Admiral John Poindexter, who was enmeshed in the Iran-Contra affair. And President Bush Sr. fired his chief of staff, John Sununu, for brusque manners and wrongful use of government transportation. It is rare that a president will endanger his own position to support an aide who has given his all in the service of that president. This is not to suggest that President Bush would ditch Karl Rove, the architect of his two presidential campaigns. It was noteworthy, though, that at last Wednesday's cabinet meeting, the president did not directly express confidence in Mr. Rove, who was sitting there with a thin smile on his lips. The president said he didn't want to prejudge the investigation. Later, press spokesman Scott McClellan made up for the omission. He said that Rove has the confidence of the president. Where have we heard that before? This is Daniel Shore.